Really what we're seeing here is tension between the Democratic Party leadership and the Sanders campaign that we really have not seen in this primary season so far. The fears that the tactics employed by Bernie Sanders supporters by shouting, heckling, screaming, and in some cases some reports of, as you mentioned, throwing of chairs has caused a lot of fears among the party leadership that this could spill into the convention in Philadelphia in July. Now, Bernie Sanders' campaign says that they were not responsible for that, but CNN has obtained audio of a top Bernie Sanders official, Joan Cato, speaking to Bernie Sanders supporters before this convention on Saturday, urging them to really take a firm line against the party leadership.
You should not leave. I'm going to repeat that. Unless you are told by somebody from the campaign, i.e. probably me or David, that you can leave, you should not leave. I don't care if the chair is up there herself or whoever the chair is and whoever becomes the chair, you should not leave.
Now, one person who did speak at that convention was Barbara Boxer, the California Democratic senator, on behalf of Hillary Clinton's campaign. There were loud cursing, there were vile comments, there were references to the female anatomy, really crude gestures that she said. I got a chance to talk to her about it. She said to say that they were disrespectful does not really do justice to what happened to her. She said she really has not experienced anything like this before. Other Democratic senators have told me something similar, something they worry about. California Democratic Dianne Feinstein even said that she thinks that Bernie Sanders should drop out after June 7th when voting concludes. Now, the Democratic Party, the National Convention, has responded to this. I'll read you a statement from what they are saying right now, Brooke. They said, "We are deeply concerned about the troubling details laid out in the letter by the Nevada Democratic Party. We'll be reaching out to the leadership of both of our campaigns to ask them to stand with the Democratic Party in denouncing and taking steps to prevent the type of behavior on display over the weekend in Las Vegas."